A BBC television producer, Mr. Jones, wants to make a program about environmental protections in China. And in particular, protections for endangered species such as the rhinos and the tigers. Mr. Jones has come here today to interview the Vice Minister for Forestry, Mr. Liang. You have been asked to be their interpreter. Mr. Jones starts to ask questions first. Mr. Liang, could you tell me what measures that Chinese government has adopted to protect endangered animals such as rhinos and tigers? 自从我们签署了联合国的有关环境保护公约以来，中国政府已经做出了很多工作。去年5月，国务院就发出了禁止贸易犀牛角和虎骨的通知。接着9月，又召开了全国性的 I know that the Chinese government has held many conferences on these issues, but in reality, you still have problems when it comes to persuade your people to change their attitudes. I've heard that in some areas, people breed tigers in a very cruel way. 擅自饲养濒危动物是非法的行为，我们林业部和公安部已经采取了具体的措施，紧密配合严肃查处这一类的犯罪活动。 Yesterday, I went to several shops and found Chinese medicines containing tiger bones and rhino horns. How do you explain that? 已成中药的产品必须在本月底出售完，剩余的药品将全部销毁。 从5月1日起，如果有出售此类药品的商店，将会依法处置。 Using parts of wild animals to make medicine is a Chinese tradition, and it has a history of several thousand years. How would you convince the Chinese people that without these ingredients, the medicines would still work? 国务院去年9月已经设立了一所研究中心，寻找合适的代用品来满足人民用药的需求。 我估计1年之内，该研究中心会做出研究成果。